This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski. No change with play calling. No change with quarterback. You okay?
Do we have a choice?
Yeah. Yeah.
We do?
Yeah, they could change it.
No, we have a choice as fans.
No, well, we certainly don't. I don't. I have no problem with Kevin calling plays. I don't think that's an issue. I think he has shown that he is a good play caller.
I think they just need to tell him it's the first quarter, and it's the first time they get the ball every time they get the ball. We'd score like 49 points a game. He somehow, some way, he is absolutely – he can be dynamic on charting out the first plays of the game.
Whoever is charting those out.
Yeah. He's consistently been able to do that since he got here.
That is true.
Why can't they do that for the rest of the game?
It does seem that in-game adjustments sometimes are an issue. Is that fair?
Yeah, post-second drive.
Now, let me just say, is that something that someone should focus on completely rather than also being the head coach of the team and being, you know, overseeing the defensive coordinator, even though Jim Schwartz is doing his thing, overseeing special teams, even though Bubba's doing his thing, and overseeing game management. In other words, should you have the offensive coordinator call plays if it's an issue after the first drive of the game?
I think so.
Right now, 13, 15, 16, 17, 18 points. That's what the Browns have scored this year.
The proof is not in the pudding, right? It's not there.
Yeah.
You're not scoring points. You need to get to, in this league. You got to get to 20-21 to even have a chance.
I would think to win a game in this league and give yourself a good chance, that first number at least has to be a two. Yep, I agree with you.
I mean, unless they're just blind to everything that we're seeing, which I don't think they are. I think they understand the frustrations that we all see. I think they see some of the issues that we all see. Now, is it their job to be patient? Okay, how long before that patience becomes Cincinnati taking over your stadium, Baltimore taking over your stadium? You know, that's what happens at the end of the year. We've seen it too many times. How long before you start talking about what are we drafting? Should they draft a quarterback? Do they need a left tackle? What are they going to do? I don't want to walk down that road on October 9th. I'm not ready yet. Especially with what we thought they were coming back with this roster. The offensive line looks old. The receivers aren't in sync with their quarterback.
You think it looks old? I think it just looks decimated.
It looks old and decimated. Right now it does. I'm sorry. I mean, I like Joel. Ethan's having trouble staying healthy. Jack hasn't been able to get back out on the field. And that's not his fault. I'm not mad.
And the young guys, haven't stepped it up.
No,
Wyatt Teller going out.
DeWatt Jones does not look right at all. Zach Zinter struggled the last 2 weeks. You know, these guys have had the opportunity to go out there and show something, and it hasn't happened. The opposition looks at them like they're steak, and they haven't eaten in like a month. They're able to get right through, and so that doesn't help Deshaun. That doesn't help the whole quarterback situation. Deshaun needs to get rid of the ball faster. I mean, everyone, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. It's just the source of our frustration. And I do believe that if they lose again, what are we playing for? You have to start asking yourself that question. What is this team playing for the rest of the season? And did we not just waste another year of Myles Garrett?
Boy, that sounds harsh.
If they lose this week, it's staring you right in the face.
Well, if they lose this week, I think the narrative changes. You know, you fall three games out in the division, right? And you're 1-5.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere.
And that's true.
You're not. I don't care.
It would be stunning. That would be one of the most stunning comebacks in NFL history.
And also knowing who's on your schedule, like the entire AFC North. Oh, and by the way, Kansas City.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Yeah.
The AFC North twice, by the way. Twice.
Can I make both of you smile?
No.
I'm
in a bad mood right now. I don't want to smile.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, no, what do you got?
All right, fine. You just sit and wallow.
I'm going to go in the corner.
All right. Guardians, Game 3, lineup versus Detroit. We ready for this?
All right, go.
All right, so hitting lead off the left fielder, Stephen Kwan.
Can we play like the organ?
Really?
I mean, yeah, it's lineup, man. Get us pumped up. It's the playoffs, baby. Bring your A game.
We like a little pizzazz.
You know, this is what we're all about. We are a production-valued show.
I mean, you talk about pizzazz, you think of Baskin and Phelps.
Yes. Thank you. Come on, boys. Let's go now. Here we go. Little chatter.
Hey, buddy.
Swing. Better. All right. For your Guardians starting lineup today, the left fielder, Stephen Kwan, will be hitting leadoff.
They're going against a right-handed pitcher.
Yep.
The designated hitter, Kyle Manzardo, hitting second today.
Manzardo in the two slot.
Look at that, the rookie getting the call.
Well, he's going lefty-righty. Go ahead.
Getting the call. Hitting third, the third baseman, Jose Ramirez.
Jose.
Josh Naylor, the first baseman, will be hitting fourth today for the Guardians. Hitting fifth, the center fielder, Lane Thomas.
Right-handed hitter. Okay.
In center field.
Got it.
Andrés Giménez, the second baseman, will be hitting sixth for the Guardians today. Hitting seventh, Will Brennan, the right fielder.
Lefty.
Hitting eighth, Bo Naylor in the squat, throwing down the signs. The catcher today.
Lefty.
And the shortstop, Brian Rocchio, will be hitting ninth. And that gentleman is your starting lineup.
So they're starting the game with one right-handed hitter going up against Cater Montero, the right-handed pitcher for the Tigers. Definitely going lefty-righty on that. Thoughts on Kevin Stefanski? Good lineup, Dano. Well done. That was nice, especially after you added Andy's music.
Yeah, it was really good after
Thoughts
that.
On what you heard from Kevin Stefanski? No change in play calling. Okay? No change at quarterback. It's what we assumed. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on the Fan.